This is a global prepaid call from
James E. Wu, FBI.
Westview Correctional Facility.
For Marvel Muse and Muse Live, it's WandaVision. One story told week by week. I'm your host, Thomas Hunt. Last we left off, we had just talked about what happened to the small town in New Jersey and what exactly the Westview anomaly was. And while some people feel that the last two episodes that came out, episode 5 and 6, debunked any theories that it was anything but Wanda controlling the anomaly, I have to beg to differ. I still think there is some mysterious force behind this, maybe controlling Wanda in a way, but tricking her enough that she thinks that it's her own. I don't think Wanda is completely innocent here, and I'm not trying to defend Wanda in any way, shape, or form. I think it would be foolish to say that it was all Wanda, because very obviously, if you're really looking at the details and the subliminal messaging in the show, they're hinting towards something else being behind all of this. And whether it's really just Agnes, or if it's Agnes working with someone, or if it's something else entirely and Agnes is completely innocent, which I very seriously doubt. Agnes is up to something. But we don't know. We don't know yet. And that's one of the trickiest parts about WandaVision, is every week they try and answer at least one of your questions, but they end up leaving us with far more questions than we started. Every week, some big thing is unveiled, and we're a couple hours out from episode 7 coming out, and as I sit here and record this podcast, I can't help but think that, is it all Wanda? Does Agnes have anything to do with it? Is she just cast as the strange figure, the person to be suspicious of? Well, Wanda's secretly doing it all, but I have to say, I don't think so. Despite what we saw in the last two episodes with Wanda raising the barrier and saying she's in complete control, I don't think she is. And I'm not in denial. I'm not trying to refuse the facts. The facts are, something is behind the scenes. Not all of the cards have been played yet. And there are so many things hinting towards Agnes being some form of mysterious force, having some form of powers, whether she's the witch Agatha Harkness like I predicted, and whether she was burned alive at the Salem Witch Trials, and that's why she was so interested in wanting to being able to raise the dead. I don't know. I don't think it's Wanda. I really don't. I I think she has some part to play in this, but it's not all Wanda. It can't be. It just can't be Wanda. She doesn't have the power. She doesn't have the motivation. She would never do something like this voluntarily without some other force being there. Let's talk about why I think it's Agnes. And what I think Agnes is the main villain of the show. And why I don't think it's anyone else. I think Mephisto will possibly have a part to play in it, but he won't be the main villain. He'll be the one that Agnes maybe gains her powers from. I think we might see him, but whether or not he will actually be the main villain of the series, I'm going to have to say no. I don't think Mephisto will be the main villain of this series. I think Agnes will be the main villain of this series, not possessed by Mephisto, but maybe following some sort of plot, maybe trying to take over or form a coup of some sort in which she becomes more powerful than Mephisto, or having some other agenda. I don't think Mephisto is the main villain. As much as I would love to see it be Mephisto, I think it will be Agnes. And I'm going to go over why. There are so many little things that we could go over. So many little details. So many little nods. Let's just start from the beginning. Agnes constantly mentions her husband, Ralph. And we've never met Ralph. And I steadfast, and I believe, and I've stayed by this, and I will stay by this. I believe Ralph is Mephisto. And I have another thing to add on to that. Do any of you remember Jimmy Woo's mysterious contact that went missing, his person that was in, it was a missing person, in the missing person's case? Now, we all know how we saw Evan Peters supposedly playing Pietro Maximoff. That was not Pietro. It wasn't. When I first watched that, I was overjoyed because I was so happy. When we first saw Evan Peters show up, I was devastated. I was not happy about it because I have loved the Aaron Taylor Johnson version of Quicksilver. I also like the Evan Peters version, but I have been hoping for years that we would see the Aaron Taylor Johnson version back. And I saw the white hair and I freaked out. And then they showed us Evan Peters' face and I was so disappointed. And maybe if I hadn't thought it was Aaron Taylor Johnson coming back, I would have been more excited, but I was massively disappointed. As the week went by, I came onto the idea. I wasn't as excited as other people were, but I was accepting of it. I wouldn't be upset. It would be cool to have Quicksilver back, whether or not it was my favorite version. And then the episode confused us. They gave us a bunch of hints that actually was Aaron Taylor Johnson's version. And I was super excited again. It seemed like It seemed like the MCU Pietro was inside the Fox Quicksilver. Somehow his soul was transferred inside of there. And it's a complication because we don't know how this would have happened, but it seemed that way. And then I rewatched the episode and I really thought about it. And these little hints that I thought had been telling us that this was the MCU Quicksilver, MCU Pietro, really made me stop and think. Because all of these things that were being said seemed like they were from an outsider's perspective. seemed like it wasn't something Pietro would say. It was someone trying to imitate Pietro, is what it seemed like. And at first I was disappointed, because I was really excited to have him back. But then I realized that this could be interesting. This could be confirmation. This could be Mephisto of some form. Or it could be Evan Peters' Quicksilver being manipulated by maybe Agnes. Maybe Agnes was like, I don't know, sitting on the roof when Evan Peters knocked on the door. And she's like on the chimney and just like, I don't know, weaving her magical wand or hands or whatever and making magic, making it happen. I would really like to see that. Maybe if they did, like, if it even does turn out that it is Agnes, which, honestly, as fun as it is to theorize on this, a part of me is hoping that it is, but part of me knows that it probably isn't. And a part of me really hopes that it is. Why would they give all these little nods, all these little references, all these little Easter eggs, if it wasn't building up to something, just randomly? Well, would they just randomly do this? No, there has to be a reason, and finding the reason is very difficult. The reason that I brought up Evan Peters' Quicksilver and all of this in the middle of talking about Agnes is that I think it's all connected. I think she's controlling the Evan Peters. Whether or not it is Mephisto, it is Ralph. And here's the thing. When Evan Peters showed up, Jimmy Woo wasn't there. And Jimmy Woo was the only one who knew what the missing person looked like. Monica didn't know. Darcy didn't know. Jimmy Woo was the only one there who knew what he looked like. And Jimmy Woo wasn't there when Evan Peters showed up for the entire time. So it's possible that Evan Peters could be playing the missing person that Jimmy Woo was originally looking for. Because if you watch it back, Jimmy Woo never was watching WandaVision at the same time that Evan Peters showed up. He was never there. And sure, he could have seen stock footage or rewatched it, but I don't think he saw it. So it's entirely possible that Evan Peters could be playing the mystery suspect, the missing person, and the witness protection program that Jimmy was originally looking for that led everyone to Westview in the first place, and when they discovered the anomaly. I think all these little details, and I went over some of them in the last episode as glitches or possible things that could be showing us that it's Agnes. I don't want to go over all of them again. I don't want to bore you, because yes, it has been a little while, but if I'm going over the same material over and over again without change, it's not going to be fresh, it's not going to be new, it's going to be going over the same stuff again, it's going to be repetitive, and we have new content to talk about, so why would I do that? If you really want to hear all of the things that Agnes did, you can go listen to my last episode, where I go over all those things. In this episode, we're going to be talking about exactly what Agnes's motives could be. I think, based off of the last couple of episodes, I think Hayward, what he's trying to do is he's trying to get Vision's body to use it as, to either experiment on or use it as the sentient weapon in Sword to try and get Vision back. And I think that's why he was trying to lead him towards the barrier, which backfired horribly. So I think that's why Hayward was trying to do that. Now, why would Agnes, and don't forget, Agnes played a part in this. She showed up in her car down on Ellis Avenue. On Ellis Avenue, which, for the record, sounds like something off of a Monopoly game board. Ellis Avenue, she was the one that showed up on that driveway. And it was strange how Vision got there, because Vision was not at Ellis Avenue. He wasn't anywhere near there. He was on the other side of Westview. Suddenly, it was like a homing beacon turned on or something. He suddenly floated up into the air and flew over to Agnes's car. And he flew in there and stopped down there. Nobody else was able to move that far away from where Wanda was. Agnes was the only one that was still able to move. And don't be fooled by Agnes's performance. I think Agnes's performance was exactly what performance means. It was an act. I don't think she was really under Wanda's spell. And some of you are going to get upset about this, because sure, it did look like it, but it wouldn't make any sense. I think she was pretending in that moment. And in the next episode, it's going to come by and it's going to be like, no, she really was under the spell. And it was Wanda all along. It was the Grim Reaper, or it was Nightmare or something. And all my theories are going to be completely thrown out the window. If any of this is right, I will lose my mind. So I think we're going to see Agnes. I think that motive for Agnes here, why she was out, all the way out there, is I think she was trying to lead Vision away and out of the Westview anomaly. And that's something that she and Hayward have in common. So whether or not Hayward has any relation, not blood relation, but any relation to Agnes, whether or not they're working together, I don't know. I don't think they are. But it is interesting that their two goals aligned. I think Agnes wants Vision out of Westview so that she can have Wanda and the kids to herself, so she can absorb the energy and have Wanda's power. And I think Vision is a hindrance in her way. It's something in her way. It's something to get over. So, the fact that she had to go all the way to Ellis Avenue to try and show Vision the border means that she doesn't care about, or maybe not as much as Wanda, about people escaping the anomaly. I think maybe what Agnes could be doing is she could be using her magic to use some form of mind control on Wanda. And so in certain periods, she can use her to create things or change things. And I think it was Agnes that was maybe editing all of these, not scenes, but like, whenever people start to suspect something, she comes in every time. When Wanda finds the helicopter, Agnes shows up. When Vision starts to figure out something, the thing resets, which could possibly be, like, Agnes behind the camera or something. I don't think she's literally behind the camera. I mean, if she was, that would be pretty crazy. She's in, like, a director's chair, and she's just, like, she's the film crew. The film crew behind all of it, it's just Agnes sitting there. Seriously, though. So, even Herb, when he was about to tell Vision something, because we're all blank, Agnes cuts him off. She cuts him off, shaking her head. Agnes stops him. All of these things seem like they could be Agnes. And sure, you could argue that the things were time, when like time seems to skip, that's not Agnes. You could argue that. I think it is Agnes. And I think she is controlling this and is behind all of this. And I think she's trying to get... she's trying to take Wanda's power. In the comics, Wanda is something called a Nexus Being. A Nexus Being is a an extremely powerful, superpowered individual that can, use access to get through, they can access the multiverse. Like, for example, Cyclops, he's a Nexus being in the comics. When he shoots lasers out of his eyes, that's actually his eyes opening portals into some form of laser dimension, I guess, and lasers shoot out of his eyes, as we all know. Technically, in the comics, that is his eyes are opening portals when he opens them. So, that is over. I did not know this until I looked it up. That is way overcomplicated for Cyclops. You could just say he shoots lasers out of his eyes, but no, he opens portals through his eyes to another dimension in a multiverse where it's just lasers, and then they come out of his eyes. Welcome to Marvel, ladies and gentlemen. But yes, and another X-Men who's a Nexus being is Nightcrawler, which is in, I mean, he's, before the 2000s, that would be, nobody would know who that is, but if you've seen any of the X-Men films, he's in almost all of them. He's not in the first X-Men, and he's not in X-Men Days of Future Past. I didn't really think about this, so this is off the top of my head, but he wasn't in Days of Future Past, and I don't think he was in The Last Stand. It's been a while since I've seen these. And he wasn't in the first X-Men. But in all of the other X-Men, he wasn't in Logan or Deadpool. He was in Deadpool 2, though. He cameoed in Deadpool 2. And he's been in almost every X-Men movie, to cut it short. Nightcrawler, he's actually a Nexus being because when he does that teleport thing, and yes, you're welcome for the sound effect. he's actually teleporting to another dimension that's kind of like an in-between, in between the places that he's teleporting to. And this was in the comics. In the movies, it's not explained that he just has those powers. I don't really think it needs to be explained, but, I mean, it's the comics, so they're going to explain everything. So, in the comics, basically, he's jumping between, he's jumping into a in-between dimension while he gets to another location. In the movies, it's explained that it's as far as he can see or if he's been there before. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Nexus beings. So I think Agnes or Mephisto is looking. He wants Wanda. He wants Wanda. He wants her power that she has. And maybe at this time, Mephisto doesn't have enough power to access the multiverse to create this big multiverse of madness. And yes, that is the title of the second Doctor Strange movie, which Wanda is supposedly showing up in. So, I think what they're going to do is they're going to negotiate. I think Agnes is going to try and get Vision out of the way, and she's going to try and keep Vision somewhere. And this is my prediction for the next episode. I think she's going to try and keep Vision somewhere somehow, because I don't think Vision's going to be at the house, and maybe she tries to go and take the kids and Wanda tries to stop. I don't know if Wanda would try and stop her. Like, if Agnes just shows up and she's like, hey, I'm going to babysit the kids. Because, I mean, she's done that already. So, would Wanda stop her? Would Wanda realize? I don't know. I don't know if Wanda would realize. And we saw from a clip that they released that Wanda appears to be having some sort of, mental breakdown. She's she's a little bit unstable. In the little snippet of the clip that they gave us, she's talking to camera, like a kind of Modern Family sort of thing. I think Vision's gonna be off somewhere. Maybe Agnes comes and babysits the kids. And then the kids, like, then she has the kids hostage or something. But don't forget, we still have Sword. So what is Sword gonna be doing? I mean, maybe Hayward. I mean, we saw that Hayward escaped. So let's go crazy and let's say Hayward wants to, like, I don't know, launch a nuke at it or something. I have no idea what Hayward's gonna be doing. Sure, Hayward's launching a nuke. That's what we're gonna say. It's gonna be wrong, and I really don't care. I'm sorry. There's no way for me to tell what Hayward's gonna be doing. So for now, we're just gonna say he's launching a nuke. Let's see. And Monica and Jimmy Woo are off, and they're going to go meet their contact, which lots of people have been saying it's Reed Richards. No, it's not Reed Richards. It's not. It's just not. They wouldn't introduce a major character from the Fantastic Four, just offhand. Yeah, you know, in the middle of WandaVision, let's just toss him in. No, they're not going to do a big major reveal like that. John Krasinski wasn't on set, and it has to be John Krasinski. It has to be John Krasinski. And, I just feel like there's no way that it is Reed Richards. Some people are saying that it is that little Skrull girl that Monica had a friendship with when she was little that we saw in Captain Marvel. I think it's going to be that. I think that's what we're looking at here. But there's going to be a twist. I don't think she's going to show up as the Green Skrull, because she has Jimmy Woo with them. And remember, Jimmy Woo isn't in on the whole loop. He's FBI. And, I mean, sure, is he an awesome guy? Is he a great character? Yeah. Jimmy Woo is awesome. I was so glad they brought him back, because he was hilarious. And still is. He's FBI. He's not Sword. He's not in on the loop. And it seems like even Hayward, who is, quote-unquote, the director of Sword right now, isn't in on the loop about Skrulls. So I think if she does show up, she'd have to be, like, military personnel or something, because, and that would be disappointing. Maybe we see, like, a flash of her as Skrull, but I think she would have to show up as military personnel. Yeah, I think she'd have to show up as military, is like, some form of military, but it would actually be, like, the Skrull. It would actually be the Skrull, the daughter of Talos. Maybe it's just someone in the military. But maybe that someone in the military is secretly... If it's a woman, let's just say it's Talos' daughter. Can we agree on that? Let's just say it's Talos' daughter, okay? If it's a woman, we'll say it's Talos' daughter. If it's a man, we'll say I was stupid. How about that? Oh, it's a male scroll. Okay, alright. No, stop, Thomas. Stop. Okay. If it's a woman, let's just say it's Talos' daughter. If they give us a flash of her being a Skrull, that would be great. My existence would be justified. I would finally predict something correctly on this show, and I would be happy. Okay. It's almost time for the episode to release. I tell you what. How about the way I do this? As soon as I finish watching the episode, I will record this again and make this into, like, a double episode. I'll just tack episode 7 onto here, too. So, as of right now, this was recorded on Thursday, and it's going to be... The episode's about to drop in 10 minutes. So I'm going to get ready for that and get my popcorn. I don't actually have popcorn. I'm going to get ready for the episode to drop. And, oh, this is going to be so exciting. I always get really excited before WandaVision drops. Okay, so it's about to drop. I will be back after I watch it, and I will most likely be freaking out at whatever reveal they give us, which and just watch them disprove everything I said in this video. And now I'm gonna have to wonder whether or not I should even post this part of the video. Anyway, if you're listening to this now, if you're listening to this now, episode 7 has already dropped, so sorry. All right, well, I will be back. Holy moly. Holy cow. So, oh my gosh. Wow. Oh, wow. I can't believe this. I genuinely cannot believe this. This is insane. Part of me thought it was right. A part of me thought there was no way I'd actually correctly predict something. And holy cow, this episode delivered. Oh my gosh, this was such an exciting episode to watch. This is my favorite. Because I predicted so much of this in the last recording. Holy cow, this is nuts. So yes, we are back. I just watched the episode, and mind is blown. So, it seemed like something was keeping Vision away from the house the entire time, which I predicted, and Monica met some military personnel that gave her her vehicle, which I predicted it would be military personnel, although it was a woman, so like I said, we're gonna assume that was Talos's daughter, and she's just disguised as a human because Jimmy was FBI, and also, as I predicted, Agnes came by and babysitted the kids while Wanda had a mental breakdown, and the kids disappeared, and Agnes said that they were playing in the basement, of all things, which is not a natural thing. And which I predicted that she would have the kids, and Wanda walks into the basement, and she gets down there, looks around, you've got like Mephisto stuff, you have the Darkhold, and down there you have all sorts of like weird, crazy stuff down there, and Agnes comes out of there, tells everyone she's Agatha Harkness. And uses like some crazy purple magic and on Wanda. It's insane. It is nuts. I don't know what to tell you. This was crazy. And it looks like she's controlling like Wanda. Like it went into her eyes and like around her head, exactly like it looked when Wanda did the spell on the Avengers in Age of Ultron. So, like, is she, like, siphoning her power, or does she have, like, the same kind of magic as Wanda, or... Because she's doing, like, the exact same thing Wanda did, so... What's happening? And maybe Agnes was the one that was making Wanda see Vision's body as a dead corpse and see Pietro as a dead corpse, because that Pietro, Evan Peters Pietro, wasn't the one that died, so maybe Agnes is the one like putting all of that in Wanda's mind, reminding her of her grief, because like Evan Peters said to his purpose there was to give her grief, and also let's not forget Monica becomes Photon in like this awesome scene. She's like the big machine that they were gonna get through on like crashes, and Monica like just rips off her helmet and just runs through, and she comes out and her eyes are like glowing blue, and she gets like these like blue powers of some sort. So everybody's getting superpowers. and it is awesome, and I love it. And then she goes up and, like, just straight up runs into Wanda's house, and Wanda's, like, and Wanda's taking antidepressant pills, which there was an ad for, and the ad called the pills Nexus, as in Wanda's a Nexus being, like I just talked about, like, right before this. And so she comes out and she sees Monica, like, throws Monica into the street, and Monica, like, she, like, absorbs the blast with, like, this blue-lay lightning thing. So Monica has turned into Photon, which is awesome. Agnes stole the kids, and they've disappeared. And Agnes also said in the episode something like, I bit a kid once, because this whole episode was filmed in, like, the Office style, which I think it's also Modern Family style. I'm much more of an Office guy, so I would call that the Office style personally. And so, like, with the people talking to camera, and Agnes says there that she bit a kid once, like, which eats kids, is like a nod to that. And so then she lured the kids in the house, and they're gone. So what happened to them? And that's the first thing I want to talk about, but there's so much to talk about. Like, this is insane. Okay, so first thing first, where are the kids? Did she eat them? Maybe she did. Were the kids ever real? Were they ever real? I don't think so. I think the kids are part of Wanda's magic. And that sounds really weird to say at first, but just hear me out. I think Wanda created these kids with Agnes's help. And what Agnes is going to do here is Agnes is going to, in exchange for Wanda's Nexus powers as a Nexus being, she's going to give her children back. But what Wanda doesn't realize, what Agnes knows, is that her children aren't actually real. They're just fake projections of her mind and part of this, and part of the Westview anomaly. So when Wanda trades for that, she'll discover that her kids will just disappear. She'll discover that her kids were never existed. And then at this point, she just had two kids, a living Vision, and a family, and now she has the dead Vision corpse, so no Vision, and both of her kids turned out to not be real. And she's gonna have a mental breakdown and this crazy, like, nuts trip through the multiverse. And as she has her mental breakdown, and that's why the budget and the graphics are gonna cost more than and be crazier than Endgame's final battles. It's gonna be this nuts trip through the multiverse with Wanda. And I mean, that's my crazy prediction just coming off of this. And I think next episode 8, we're gonna see what happened to the kids. And it's, oh man, this is crazy. I can't believe this. Oh man, this is insane. So I think Agnes, right now the kids have disappeared, and I think they're back in their natural state, but I think they're going to be reassembled. They're going to come back so they can be used as a bargaining chip by Agnes for Wanda's Nexus powers. And I think that's why she is Wanda trapped in the basement, because she wants she wants to negotiate with Wanda. Are they going to do that in the next episode? I don't know. It might be the final episode. There are only 2 episodes left. So next episode, episode 8, is probably going to be a cliffhanger. And we're going to have to wait a week. And I'm going to lose my mind. And oh man, this is insane. She said it. She said she was Agatha Harkness, and I mean, we all kind of suspected that she was, but, like, she just came out and said it. It was nuts. It was nuts. This is crazy. So yeah. I mean, thinking about. And Monica is still there. So Monica is still inside the Westview anomaly, and she has her powers, and she's not affected. She's not under the Westview spell. So I think, and this episode, finally, we got a post-credit scene, which I freaked out when we saw, because I always go through the credits just to see if there's anything. There never is. This time there was, and a bunch of people missed it, I'm going to guess, because, I mean, I guess, I'm sure people have just given up on going through the credits, but we finally got an end credit scene this time, and it was Monica, like, looking down in the basement, discovering it, and then Evan Peters comes by, this time without the white and gray hair. It's like some, like, sandy, light brown hair, and under a beanie, and says, Snooper's gonna snoop or something. I think he said Snooper's gonna snoop. Very strange. What is this? What does that mean? I don't think he's Evan Peters I don't think he's Quicksilver, because Quicksilver doesn't have light brown hair. And also, I'm sorry. That was a microphone problem. I'm sure that hurt all of your ears right now, and I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just so excited. I dropped my microphone. In the last bit, the Agatha all along thing, and the Agatha all along thing, which is going to be stuck in my head now for the rest of the week until the next episode, is, she's like behind all of it, but she was outside in the yard having like a picnic while Evan Peters knocked on the door. I said something like that. I don't remember what it was. I would have to re-listen to this. I mean, you probably know because you just listened to it like 2 seconds ago when I edited this, but yeah, I said something like that. I don't remember what it was, but I said something like that. I said she was gonna be like in the front yard or something, or like on the roof, and she was there, so I predicted that too. This episode I like predicted almost everything. I got a couple things wrong, but I predicted like a lot of stuff that happened, and it's just so cool when something you predicted comes true. I mean, of course, I wasn't the only one that was predicting that she was Agatha Harkness, but like, oh, it's just so cool. So, that was just so exciting to listen to and to find out and to watch. Agatha Harkness, she's Agatha Harkness, confirmed, and she's behind this. And the Darkhold showed up. So I don't think it's just Agnes. Agnes is going to be the main villain of the series, like I said before. But I think Mephisto is there too. Because there's the Darkhold and there's Mephisto. Nobody I've heard has been talking about this. Chthon. Could someone here be playing Chthon? Could maybe Evan Peters be playing Chthon? And for those of you who don't know, Chthon is the demon who cursed Wanda with her powers, which is why they were called hex magic in the comics. So maybe Chthon is in this. Has anyone, I mean, I know there's all the devil stuff, but has anyone ever thought it might be Chthon? Because the Darkhold just showed up, which is connected to Chthon, which is hard to say. Maybe it's Chthon. Maybe Chthon is with this, and maybe Agatha is working for Chthon, or it's just Mephisto. Mephisto and Agnes, or Chthon and Agnes. I'm gonna say something here. Maybe it's Chthon. If it's Chthon, I will lose my mind. Is it Chthon? I don't know. Will we find out? Yes, we will. We will find out. Chthon is a definite possibility, though. I mean, it would make sense for him to show up in the series, and it would make sense. It would be cool. It would be interesting. I don't think anyone has talked about this, so it would be something really cool if he just popped up, and everyone was shocked because they were all thinking it was Mephisto. Oh man, this was crazy. I can't believe what just happened. Okay. Yeah, I just gotta. This thing has been a serial parody. I'm sorry. I've been so excited. I kind of got out of the whole serial parody. What we're talking about, exactly how excited I am, the fact that this WandaVision episode just came out and blew all of our minds, and so I kind of broke that. But I hope none of you mind too much. Hopefully, I'll be back to it next episode. And the first half of this, I did it in the correct format. I just kind of messed up with this one because I'm just so excited. This is crazy. This is insane. So yeah, I don't. What could Agnes? We talked about what Agnes could be doing. Monica is she's Photon, just straight up Photon. That seems awesome. There's some weird thing that happened with Captain Marvel though, and I don't know if we're gonna find out about it this series. Maybe, I mean, just a minute of her talking about it is that. I mean, please, Captain Marvel. There seems to be some sort of weird thing. Like maybe Captain Marvel did something. I'm not sure, but maybe Captain Marvel did something bad, or there was an accident or something. I'm not sure. Maybe there's a reason why she didn't come back, like all those times when Earth was under attack. I don't know. We'll have to see. But it seems like there's some weird tension. I mean, there's definitely some weird tension between Monica and Captain Marvel. She doesn't want to be related to that. And when she was transforming into Photon, and when she came back from the snap or the blip, as they call it inside the MCU, both times we heard Carol's voice, and we also heard Fury's voice. Fury was saying, "You've got to learn to glow like your Aunt Carol," and Carol, Captain Marvel, was saying her Lieutenant Trouble line, which I don't have memorized right now. I'm just freaking out because of everything that just happened, so I don't have that off the top of my head. Maybe something happened with Captain Marvel. I'm not sure, but there's definitely some sort of weird conflict there. This is awesome. This episode is awesome. It's my new favorite. I mean, each episode as we go by is probably my new favorite. The first episode was really awesome, though. I mean, not that any of them are bad. All of them are great. I know some people didn't like the old sitcom style thing. But there were the weird moments that made it so great, like a little like horror tinges that I really liked. And I'm not a big fan of horror in any way, shape, or form. I don't like it. I will never watch a horror movie, because I'm a big wimp. I just don't get why you would want to be scared, but this I like. It is like something is wrong here. It's the Matrix. It's like it makes the Matrix, the Truman Show. All these things I love. It's just, I mean, I love both those movies. It's just so, it's so good. This show is so good. I mean, I think in between these two parts, I've covered everything I can for this. I don't think there's anything else I can possibly predict or anything else I have any theories on. So thank you for listening. I'm sorry I broke the parody format and then the voice and everything for this part. I was just, oh man, so excited, and I still am. This is crazy. I've been talking for like 20 minutes and I'm still so excited. So thank you for listening to that, and thank you for listening to this podcast. You're gonna hear the theme now, and then after that we're gonna have our sponsor, which is Anchor. And I just completely destroyed the format of the podcast. I'm sorry about that, and thanks for listening. This is awesome. Thanks for listening. And now,
A word from our sponsor.